Western will be the visitors on the scoreboard tonight, and they'll be leading off with Kyle Buddy playing third base. Batting second will be the left fielder, Dusty Adams. Batting third, playing shortstop, Adam Buck is batting fourth. Doing catching tonight will be Cole Schmidt. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Dan Hansen. Batting sixth, playing second base, will be Brett Ringemer. Batting seventh, playing right field, will be Tim Hansen, playing first base. Batting eighth will be Corey Niewan. Batting ninth, playing center field, will be Alex Buddy, and the pitcher tonight for Richmond will be D.J. Schleicher. That's the Richmond Royals starting lineup for this evening. They're the visitors for the Atwater Chuckers. Leading off, playing center field, will be Josh Cunningham. Batting second will be B.J. Kingery, will be playing third. Batting third, playing right field, will be Jordan Olson. Batting fourth, catching, Jacoby Anderson. Batting fifth, pitching tonight will be Justin Schrader. Batting sixth, playing first base will be Matt Tanner. Batting seventh, playing shortstop will be Michael Melvin. The designated hitter tonight, batting eighth, will be Zach Cunningham. Playing left field, batting ninth, will be Jeff Peterson. And playing second base tonight will be Jordan Tanner. That's your lineup for the Atwater Chuckers here in this Region 15C matchup. It's our second game of the evening, and looks to be a good one.
It looks to be a good one. I tell you what, this Painesville baseball field is something special, Don.
Yes, it is.
You look at it now as the sun is set here. The field becomes even...
It starts to glisten a little.
It does.
It
really does. It looks big now. It looks huge.
Now yes, it does. You ever notice that at night when you look out at the sunset, you look at baseball fields? It's probably the nicest piece of scenery you're going to see in a long time in some of these fields. Just the way the atmosphere is, you got a cornfield behind here, you got open grass behind left field, and it's like, this is baseball.
Yeah. You know, I'm listening to the public address announcer right now, and Dwayne Olmscheid did the first game tonight. The public address announcer is now Kurt Hemmisch. And Kurt Hemmisch is the father of Kirby Hemmisch, the Richmond manager. And Kurt, for many years, was the voice of the Cold Spring Springers over in Cold Spring after Jack Bell. And Kurt announced for a lot of high school sports events, too. But it's kind of a homecoming for Kurt. He went to Painesville High School and works over here at Painesville Chevrolet Buick. So
yes,
I'm sure he's volunteering some time tonight to do a game in Painesville.
Absolutely. That's a good idea. It's fun to see stuff like this. You know, everybody gets along pretty well, and shouldn't have no bearing on anything. We did it last year too. You know, I get some ties to different people too, but you know, you gotta watch the game, and that's the way it's gonna be played.
Richmond manager Kirby Hemmisch, Jacoby Anderson, he's the manager for Atwater. He's also the catcher. He was out at home plate going over the ground rule. So both those are players. So you bet here on KASM that Mary Kay just stopped by.
Yeah, I think he just got you a little flustered.
Yeah, Mary Kay, she's a hugger. She's a hugger, all right. No, she's got a hugger in her hand. That's what it is. Yeah. Hey, Region 15C baseball tonight brought to you by Trapper's Pub and Grub over in Farming, the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed. Yeah, that's Don Heinen's brother-in-law at El Rosa Grain and Feed. Grove Mutual Insured, Pep's Pork of Old Spring Hill, Painesville, Chevrolet Buick. The State Bank of Richmond bringing us baseball, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Corner Grocery of St. Martin, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany. More Region 15C sponsors, New Munich Gas, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, Land O'Lakes in Melrose, Jerry's Firehouse Grill of Richmond, Meyer Grove Co-op in QPC, Brinkie's Liquor of Richmond, and Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming. There's the Greenwald Insurance, Central Minnesota Insurance of Painesville, Virgil's Big Arena, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, North American Insurance Agency in El Rosa, Whirlwind Steel Components, CHS of El Rosa, Center Care Health in Painesville, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix of New Munich, Freeport State Bank, Gucci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, their new location in Richmond right on Main Street, and New Adventures Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond, our Region 15C sponsors. All right, the starting lineups have been introduced. Atwater has taken to the field, and we're going to get things rolling here. Justin Schrader gets the ball tonight for the Atwater Chuckers, and Don, Justin Schrader, has been a left-handed power pitcher for many years for Atwater already. And if he wasn't playing with his team, he was getting drafted by a County Line.
Well, he's the mainstay for Atwater. Chuckers here, Schrader, left-handed, tall left-handed Chucker here. I think he bats left-handed also, and good hitter. He'll face this DJ Schleicher, and I've seen him pitch a little bit. He's consistent around the plate, doesn't overthrow, but he's very effective.
All right, as Schrader continuing his warm-up tosses here. A reminder, we start baseball tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock already, tomorrow morning. And, Don, the games tomorrow include the 10 o'clock game with El Rosa and Farming. That should be one of the premier matchups of this tournament.
I would agree with you on that one. There should be a pretty good pitcher's duel on that one, the way it looks shaping up to be. And after that, we're going to see Regal and Meyer Grove. And I'm kind of excited to see that game.
Yeah.
I watched Meyer Grove a couple times this year, and
they can hit.
I'm very excited to watch them play because they got a good young squad that's finally kind of matured together as a young group.
Yeah.
They're quick. They play fundamental baseball. And they got a good pitcher in Matt Emdick. So
yep.
I think they drafted the Greenwald pitcher, Jordan, or
Brandon Worms.
Brandon Worms.
Yeah, and then at 3 o'clock at St. Martin and New London's
Spicer. Yes, it is.
All right, we're ready to go. Kyle Buddy in the batter's box for the Richmond Royals. And it'll be Buddy, Dusty Adams, and Adam Bacchus. And Schrader delivers ball one and ball two to Buddy.
Richmond this year playing some good baseball. They ended up second in standings, I believe, didn't they, this year in the South half.
3-0 to Buddy. His pitch missing outside, and there's ball four inside, and Kyle Buddy will work himself a leadoff walk. Well, we thought we had the walks out of our system in that first game with 14 walks in our first game, but Buddy draws a walk, and that'll bring Dusty Adams, the left-handed hitting Adams, steps up to the plate, and Dusty, the left fielder for Richmond tonight.
Careful with Richmond here. Now, they got some pretty good speed on this team. On these Buddy boys, they can run.
There's a strike called, and Schrader gets his first strike of the night, 0-1 to Dusty Adams. John Garrett's behind the plate, and the base umpire, Don.
What's
the home plate?
Yeah, it was Yankee, there you go.
Dusty Adams will be hit by the pitch, and so he takes first base. So first and second. We were talking to Jim Culsett, Ben's dad, between games here, Don, and Jim said, too, that Justin Schrader, his makeup really is that if he can stay out of control problems, he's going to be a good pitcher. And, well, right off the bat, he walked one and hit one, and there's ball one to Adam Bacchus, and a 1-0. So Schrader struggling with that control early on. One ball, no strikes. Raiders pitch a little bit high and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. And now Jacoby Anderson will go out and talk with Justin Schrader on the mound. Hey, if you're tuning us in on AM 1150 tonight and you're getting us just fine, don't switch the dial. Stay there on AM 1150. But there's other ways to listen to this broadcast tonight. We're available in FM at 107.7 FM. So you can pull up the game on 107.7 FM tonight. If you got an HD radio in your house or your car or truck, we're available on 105.5 HD2. And if you want to pull us up on TuneIn Radio, just click on the Chasm local on TuneIn Radio. You'll be able to get us there on your smartphone or on our website at mychasm.com. There's a strike call to Adam Bacchus and 2-1.
Nick Yankee. Face up.
Mick Yankee. All right. Two balls, one strike to Adam Bacchus. Two on for the Royals here in the top half of the first. Nobody out. Schrader delivers high in the count, 3-1. Boy, this crowd's big. This crowd is really big here for this night's ball game. As you look at the lines, both the left and right field line are packed with fans, the bleachers and sports decks. There's ball four, and Bacchus is going to walk and load him up. So the base is loaded for Cole Schmidt. He steps up to the plate. you know, reminiscent of the first inning of our first game tonight when Nemunik loaded the bases against New London Spicer. New London Spicer able to get out of that jam, and Cole Schmitz takes low for a ball, 1-0. Jacoby Anderson held that ball for a little while, hoping to get a call from the home plate umpire. Did not. 1-0 the count to Schrader, kicks and delivers. Outside, ball two. 2-0.
Frustration on his face already here. Justin Schrader
going to get a visit from the dugout now, as coming out probably the designated manager will pop out of the dugout. And this is not a good position to be in if you're a pitcher. I mean, early on.
My.
And just like to have somebody swing the bat, put it in play.
You got to have your fielders got to almost, like in that previous game, too, you almost got to be flat-footed out there. You're not ready to play the game anymore because
You're
watching the pitcher struggle here. And
Now, as fielders, you kind of wonder, who's going to get the first ball?
Absolutely, yes.
And you kind of say, I hope I don't get the first ball because there's three guys on already.
Yeah, you bet. Don't let one go through the wickets here.
That's right. 2-0 the count to Cole Schmitz as Justin Schrader kicks and delivers, and there's a strike called. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Cole Schmitz batting cleanup for the Royals. DH Dan Hansen on deck. Kick the pitch, and Schmitz, laces one foul. That'll roll up over on the football field.
Over the sports deck over there.
Yeah, over the sports deck. I don't think there's any cars parked there for Leo.
No.
News Autobody and Glass and Farming. Or is he specializing in glass repair? 2-2, Schmitz will pop this one up foul over by the first base dugout, and that's going to go back and out of play. Count stays 2-2. Boy, Schmitz had a couple good cuts at the Schrader fastballs. Base is loaded. Kyle Buddy over at third. Dusty Adams at second. Adam Bacchus at first. Nobody out for the Royals. Top of the first inning. Schrader kicks in, delivers. Schmitz takes inside a ball, and the count full 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Schrader's walked two, hit one. Royals have yet to put a ball in play. And that one is in play. It's a line drive single to right. That'll score one run. Boy, Buddy held up big time as he didn't know if it was going to be caught or not.
It looked close out there, didn't it?
It got very close.
He never even got down the line. I think he wanted to tag up if he was going to catch it.
But the runner at second had an angle, or the runner at first had an angle. Bacchus had an angle. He knew it was going to drop.
Right.
So everybody moves up a base. Richmond scores their first run on the RBI single by Cole Schmitz. And here's Dan Hansen, the DH, to the plate. Dan does some pitching. New ball player for the Royals this year. Joins the team. And the first pitch, a called strike. He's a left-handed hitter. Takes a strike, and 0-1 to Hansen. Bases still loaded. Schrader's pitch. Hansen takes high for a ball. Boy, there's some pop on that fastball.
That was coming.
One ball.
I think Point Green Valley.
You bet. One ball, one strike. Hansen takes inside. That just about catches his elbow. And 2-1. Two balls, one strike to count. Adams at third. Adam Bacchus at second. Cole Schmitz at first. Hansen gets one off the handle of the bat, and I think he broke his bat on the play as he got jammed. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. Hansen said that did not sound good, so he
didn't up here, did it?
To the scrap pile. And whose bat am I going to take?
Take that and start making furniture.
A lot of players have their own wood bats nowadays. And, of course, the team usually has some bats, and that looks like it might be a team bat there.
Everybody goes, you don't want to use mine, do you?
Well, Hansen will come back to home plate now. Two balls, two strikes. The bases loaded, 1-0 Richmond. Top half of the first inning. Region 15C baseball on Chasm pitches a little bit low. And the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Justin Schrader kicks, delivers high ball four, and that's going to force in a run. 2-0 Richmond, third walk of the inning. Boy, and if you're at Water, Don, how long do you stick with this? I mean, you don't have an out.
Tough, isn't it, Randy?
It's a tough call.
You got your best pitcher on the mound. They can't throw strikes, and that make for a long evening if he doesn't start pretty quick here.
Brent Rugemer to the plate, and Rugemer takes a strike called 0-1.
Boy, get yourself in a hole. Hard to fight out once in a while.
Rugemer, the second baseman for the Royals. Bats with the bases loaded, nobody out, and swings through the Schrader pitch and misses. Strike two. 0-2 the count to Rugemer. On deck for the Royals, it's Tim Hansen. Justin Schrader has the sign from Anderson. He works out of the windup and delivers high for a ball 1-2. Schrader is that type of pitcher, Don, that probably likes the windup better than the stretch.
You can see that on a lot of them, can't you, Randy? You know, once they got to put them in that stretch, it's just a whole different ballgame.
Rugemer swings and misses. He's out on strike. That's the first out for the Royals here in the first inning. Big strikeout for Justin Schrader. That'll bring Tim Hansen to the plate. Tim Hansen bats with the bases loaded. He's the Royals' right fielder and takes a strike on the outside corner in 0-1. The ball's one strike. Schrader's pitch outside a ball and 1-1. Adam Bacchus over at third. Cole Schmitz at second. At first, it's Dan Hansen. The 1-1 pitch from Schrader. Hansen chops this to third. Coming home with the throw. In time. Oh, the slide by Bacchus takes Anderson out at home plate, and he's slow to get up. As Adam Bacchus goes sliding in, and Jacoby Anderson ends up getting taken out on the play.
Wow.
Jacoby Anderson had gone up the line to take that throw. There was no way Bacchus was going to get to the plate.
Yeah, he was stepping and throwing, wasn't he, to go to first base, and he kind of got on the third base side of the plate, didn't he?
He did, yeah, right into Bacchus, and Bacchus was sliding.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough slide.
Well, the third baseman for the Chuckers, that's B.J. Kingery, came home, so 5-2 on the putout. Tim Hansen now becomes the base runner, and here's Corey Niewand. Two outs for the Royals, two runs in. First pitch a ball to Niewand. There's a strike called in, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Justin Schrader kicks and delivers, and Niewand swings and misses strike two. One ball, two strikes.
The open stabs what Corey's got there. He's got that left foot kind of pulls it back out towards the outside of the batter's box here.
Here's the 1-2. Niewand will follow this one back and out of play. The count stays 1-2. I mean, that's a big situation for the Royals, and I think you look at Atwater's perspective. They get out of here with only giving up two runs. That's huge.
You bet. You bet. This is huge.
Yes, it is. 1-2 the count to Niewand. Schrader delivers, and Niewand fights off another pitch, falls it back and out of play. Count stays 1-2.
Looks like Schrader made some adjustment on the mound, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's pitching out of the windup now, and he likes the windup, obviously. Got in trouble maybe with that first batter walking the first batter tonight. Ooh, that's inside, just about gets Niewand on the foot, and the count 2-2. 2-2 the count. Schmitz over at third. Hansen at second. At first, it's Tim Hansen. A 2-2 on the way to Niewand. Outside, ball three. The count full 3-2. Three walks in the inning, a hit batter, and just the one hit for the Royals. They've scored two. Justin Schrader has the sign from Anderson. The runners take off, and Niewand fouls it at the plate. That's usually what happens on 3-2.
I guess if guys get their sprints in,
almost a given.
Yeah. Watch where Cole comes when he's taking off here. He comes right towards the dugout over here. I wouldn't come down the line very far either.
Three balls, two strikes. The runners are off again. Schrader's pitch to Niewand. Outside ball four. and that's going to force in a run, the fourth walk of the inning for Justin Schrader. So that'll score Cole Schmidt. Three nothing Richmond now. Looks like Kirby Hemish goes across to his first base coach to grab, is it the batting glove? I think Kyle Buddy is coming on to the on-deck circle. So he is scheduled to bat again, and he gave his batting glove to his first base coach when he was on. Oh, that's what happened. Gotcha. So now Alex Buddy at the plate. He's the ninth man to bat for Richmond here in the first inning, 3-0 Royals. And the pitch to Alex Buddy is inside, a ball 1-0. This Alex Buddy's got some speed.
Oh. He can flat out fly.
Base is loaded. Buddy takes outside, ball 2. 2-0 the count.
Gets a little chopper in the infield. They are not going to get him.
Two balls, no strikes, two outs. There, Schrader's off speed, and that crosses the plate, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike, top of the first inning. Justin Schrader's pitch a little bit low, and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Justin Schrader delivers on the outside corner. There's strike two, and the count full at 3-2. 3-2. Runners are off. Pitch to Buddy. Driven down the right field line in the corner and foul. That would have scored three.
Yes, it would have.
Alex Buddy.
He'd have had a double.
He would have had a double for sure. Ball ends up fouled by maybe 3 feet. Everybody back to their respective bases and Buddy into the batter's box. Alex Buddy, the number 9 hitter. The runner's off again. The 3-2. High ball 4. Another run comes in. And the Royals lead 4-0. 5 walks in the inning. A hit batter. And so far, just 1 base hit. Dan Hansen
wow.
crosses the plate. Jacoby Anderson has a word with Schrader, and they're going to make a pitching change immediately.
I think you have to, Andy.
I think you do, too. You got to stop the bleeding here, and
stop
so that's what Adwater's going to do. A pitching change in order. 4-0 Richmond, top of the first. We're going to take a one-minute timeout here on KAFM Albany.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Okay, back at Painesville Baseball Park. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. A pitching change for Atwater here in the first inning, Don. And looks like Jordan Olson and Justin Schrader just switching positions.
Looks like it, yeah. I think Justin Schrader went to right field. And
he
Jordan
did.
Olson will come in from right field to pitch. Right-handed pitcher right now.
Richmond, just to recap this top half of the first inning, has scored 4 runs on 5 walks and 1 hit batter along with a base hit. Still have the bases loaded, top of the order up again.
So we've seen, how many walks did you say, 5?
5.
We've seen 19 walks so far tonight.
Tonight, between our 2 ball games.
And we're only in the first inning of the second game.
All right, Jordan Olson coming in from right field. Jacoby Anderson, player manager, also behind home plate, having to make that move early on here, and probably a good move because they somehow have to take a different direction here. Bases loaded yet. Kyle Buddy bats for the second time in the first inning, and the first pitch to Buddy is inside for a ball, 1-0. This is Jordan Olson, his first pitch. He popped the mitt pretty good.
Pretty hard to see their numbers on their uniform.
It is extremely difficult, yeah. Ooh, that just brushes Buddy back inside. Just about got him in the ribs.
You could see him turning going.
Yeah,
I felt that.
Oh.
Didn't hit me, but I could feel it.
Probably felt the breeze. 2-0 the count to Kyle Buddy. You ever taken one in the ribs?
I have.
The kidneys?
Yeah.
I have in the ribs.
Yeah.
It leaves a mark.
It does.
Yeah. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch from Jordan Olson inside, and 3-0.
Have you ever taken one to the head?
No. Well, yeah, I did take one off the helmet. 3-0 the count to Buddy. Olson's pitch, low ball four, and another run comes in for the Royals. Tim Hansen crosses the plate. Buddy walks for the second time this inning, and it'll bring Dusty Adams to the plate. Dusty was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. Six walks in the inning. Base is still loaded for Richmond. Two outs. Five runs in. Pitch on the outside corner. A strike called. 0-1. The ball's one strike to count. Niewind at third. Over at second, Alex Buddy. At first base, Kyle Buddy. Olson's pitch. A swing and a miss by Adams. Strike two. To the count. Jordan Olson from the stretch delivers, strike three called, and that will do it. Adams rung up here in the first inning. Royals score five runs on one hit. There were no errors and the bases left loaded. We played a half an inning. It's Richmond 5, Atwater coming to bat. More baseball coming at you in 1 minute here on KFM Albany. Bottom of the first inning from Painesville Baseball Park. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Again, if you're listening to our ball game on AM 1150, it's starting to get a little scratchy for you. You can tune us in at 107.7 FM. We also have Chasm on 107.7 FM, 24/7 as well. Tune it in, 107.7 FM on HD. Don, you got an HD radio at home, 105.5 HD2.
That works very well.
That works good for you,
doesn't
it?
Yes, it does. I think Mary listens to it a lot more than I do because she doesn't go outside much.
Well, contrary, she does cut the lawn, though. You know that.
Yep, she goes. She cuts the lawn.
And then, of course, you can pull up our game broadcast at mychasm.com. Mychasm.com. Just click on the stream. And on TuneIn Radio, we're available. Here we go, bottom of the first, Josh Cunningham, B.J. Kingery, and Jordan Olson facing D.J. Schleicher. And the first pitch from Schleicher, a strike called, 0-1. Quite a contrast in pitchers here. Schleicher more of a finesse pitcher, Don. Tries to spot the ball, a lot of off-speed. Swing and a miss by Cunningham, strike two.
Well, we've seen him throw probably two innings in a ball game, and that's pretty much what you said there. He's not a real hard thrower, just. I think he throws a little bit of a fork ball, knuckleball, whatever it is, periodically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of junky. You kind of watch it. It just kind of floats around there and breaking ball.
One ball, two strikes. The pitch missing outside to Cunningham. He drills it to right field. Timmy Hansen got a beat on it, makes the catch for the out. Yeah, we always bring up because we talk about past pitchers for a lot of these teams. I look back to Nick Schulte. Nick Schulte was, would you say, more of a junk baller. He liked to throw a lot of curveballs, mixed in a little fastball once in a while.
Yes, he did. And,
Nick is probably going to kill me for that being a he mixed it up.
Call it like it is here, Randy.
I guess so, yeah.
All right. I always got a kick out of him when I faced him. It was curveball. Suddenly he'd throw a fastball by you. He goes, that's your pitch.
Yep.
He could have swung at that. He could get another one.
At the plate, B.J. Kingery takes a first pitch strike, and there's a breaking ball from D.J. Schleicher, strike two. 0-2, and Schleicher will miss outside to count 1-2. Now, D.J. Schleicher and Dusty Adams, their first cousins. D.J.'s mom and Dave Adams, former player for the Royals, brother, sister. Here's a fly ball to center field. Coming hard is Alex Buddy, who makes the catch for out number two. As we saw Kingery kind of lunge at that pitch.
Yes, he did. That's just floating away from him, and he couldn't really get a good cut at that.
Bring Jordan Olson to the plate. Now the pitcher, Jordan Olson, started in right field.
5-0 if you're just joining us. Richmond picking up 5 runs in the first inning on just one hit. 6 walks, a hit batter. DJ Schleicher, breaking ball, strike called, 0-1. Cole Schmitz calling that game behind the plate. 0-1 the count. Schleicher's pitch, a swing and a miss by Olsen, strike 2.
Kind of a breath of fresh air here. We see a guy throwing strikes, isn't it?
0-2 the count. Yes, it is. No balls, 2 strikes. Schleicher's pitch, fastball missing a little low. And the count 1-2. Schleicher's been ahead on all 3 hitters so far, 0-2, and then he's always wasted one.
Yep.
That's the way to pitch. 1-2 pitch, a ground ball foul down the third baseline. And the count stays 1-2. That ball's going to come back a little wet. I'm sure
starting
to be a little dew on the grass.
Oh, start skipping and sliding a little bit in the outfield, the infield here.
What a gorgeous night. It starts to cool off here. And a swing and a miss out on strikes with Jordan Olsen. That'll do it for the Atwater Chuckers in the first. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played an inning, Richmond 5, Atwater nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KSM Albany. Welcome back to Painesville Baseball Park. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you tonight. And a glorious night for amateur baseball as we start this Region 15C tournament. Region 15C not alone. There are a lot of regional tournaments going on across the state. Some local regional tournaments tomorrow over in Watkins. Be some good ball games. Actually, they got a game tonight in Watkins over in Region 11C. So that's going on right now as we speak. And then Region 8C is going on over in Freeport tomorrow. Tonight over in Region 11C in Watkins, Sacred Heart taking on Granite Falls.
That'd be a good game.
It would be a good game. And then tomorrow, starting at 11 o'clock, St. Augusta Melroy. Tomorrow at, 12. Actually, tomorrow would be the 6th. Okay, there we go. I got to look at my schedule right. At 1:30 tomorrow, Eden Valley at St. Nick. And then at 4 o'clock, Bird Island Kimball. And then Watkins and Raymond play tomorrow night. Okay, Adam Bacchus leads off. The second inning for the Richmond Royals as Jordan Olsen trying to settle into his pitcher's position. First pitch, a strike. There's strike 2 to Adam Bacchus and 0-2.
So when this is all said and done, when Region 15C is done playing here, there'll be 4 teams advancing to the state tournament, which will be held in Dassel and Hutchinson. And I believe third field will be Litchfield.
Yes. Yeah, and there will be a few Class B ball games played over in Litchfield, too, and they use that as a backup site in case there's a lot of rain. 0-2 the count to Bacchus. Olsen's pitch missing outside, and the count 1-2. Jordan Olsen, right-hander. Schrader, the left-hander, started tonight. The pitch, Bacchus swings and misses. He's out on strike.
Pitched by Olsen on that one. It looked like a slider did that. It's going to be looted out of Bacchus to the outside corner of the plate.
There's Cole Schmidt.
Cole must have walked the first inning, huh?
Cole had a base hit that scored a run.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
He had the one Royal hit in the first. And drives this to right field. Actually shallow right field. Out is the second baseman. He'll make the catch for the out. That's Jordan Tanner. And 2 down for the Royals. And Dan Hansen to the plate. Dan walked in his first at bat. Walked and scored. Dan, a left-handed hitter. Big left-handed hitter. The pitch a little bit high from Jordan Olsen for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Pitch again a little bit high to Hansen and 2-0. Jordan Olsen asking his catcher, Jacoby Anderson, where are those pitches? And using his thumb to point up. A little high for the home plate umpire. 2 balls, no strikes. Here's Hansen fouling it at the plate. Off the catcher, and 2-1.
Throwing one out of playoffs this year. Richmond was defeated by St. Martin 3-2 on its Saturday playoff game. Then on Sunday, they came back, and they beat Lake Henry 11-3 to advance.
Two balls, one strike to count to Dan Hansen. Jordan Olson bears down, looks in for the sign, and now Hansen will call time. And ready to go again as Hansen back in the box. Kick the pitch outside, a ball at 3-1. Well, Don, you know, every year we talk about attendance, and again,
talking about it this year.
Outside ball four, and Hansen's going to draw a 2-0 walk.
Yes, we did. I don't know how we did last year. I think I might be on top less than last year.
Well, a long time ago. But it'd be interesting. Tonight's crowd, though, I would say that crowd is probably at that 600.
Is that your guess?
That's my guess. 601. The pitch to Brent Rigmer outside of ball 1-0.
It's 4 again. Snickers?
It is for a Snickers, yeah.
We should probably eat something a little more healthy, like a Reese's.
Had a little peanut butter in it. Yeah, that's right. Pitch to Rigmer inside again from Jordan Olson, and 2-0 to count. Two outs, no strikes to count.
So you're guessing 601.
I am, sir. Hansen a lead from first. Held there by Matt Tanner. And the strike call to Brent Rugemer. And 2-1. Brent Rugemer struck out in his only at bat. Two balls, one strike. Jordan Olson's pitch inside a ball and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Kirby Hemish, the Richmond manager, shouting out some words of encouragement. A 3-1 on the way. That's inside ball four, and Rugemer will walk. Brent Rugemer does not give up any ground, too, on that inside corner. That'll bring Tim Hansen to the plate. Two more walks. Oh, Don is playing that dirty pool. He goes 6-0-3. And Tim Hansen swings through the fastball from Jordan Olson, and 0-1 the count. First and second for Richmond, top half of the second inning. Two outs, and Tim Hansen will foul it to the screen and count 0-2 to Tim Hansen. The balls, two strikes. Dan Hansen out at second. Brent Rugemer at first. Jordan Olson peers in for the sign. The right-hander works from the stretch and kicks and delivers. Just missing outside. That pitch and the count now 1-2. Of course, this Richmond baseball team now will have officially one of their former players inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. Dave Ponch Rauch will be inducted. There's strike three called as Hansen gets caught looking at the plate, and that'll do it for the Royals. We'll talk more when we come back. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. We played an inning and a half. It's Richmond 5 and Atwater nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute on KEA. All right, we're back at Painesville Baseball Park. Region 15 seat baseball tonight. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Talked a little bit about Dave Ponch Rauch making it to the Hall of Fame, Don.
Very deserving for Dave. It's a good baseball player all his life. He does a lot for the community as far as baseball is concerned, and he's an umpire now for a lot of years now, and well deserved. It's a good honor to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, and kind of get rewarded for the work that you've done for a lot of years, and it's a big honor.
He not only played, but he managed. He took care of the park for many years. And, you know, that's part of being in the Hall of Fame, too. It's not only what you do on the playing field, it's what you do beside. And, at the plate, it's Jacoby Anderson. He pops one up behind the plate. Cole Schmidt by the fence right down in front of us makes the catch for the out. Played against Dave for quite a few years, and good catcher. Manny is a good catcher back there. And he always scared me when he got up. I played short for a lot of years, and I don't know if he just kind of did it on purpose once in a while, but he just hit some shots at me. Either I got him in my glove or they hit me in the knee. It didn't make much difference, so he hit the ball well.
Here's Justin Schrader, the right fielder, at the plate. First pitch, a strike to Justin. DJ Schleicher delivers a little low and outside, and the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. It's a little bit low, and 2-1.
I believe that induction takes place on September. Not quite sure what the date is. I don't have it in front of me.
Swing and a miss by Schrader, strike two. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes.
17th of December, or September, I'm sorry, September.
And this one popped up in the infield. Kyle Buddy over at third will make the catch for the out. So a couple pop-ups, two outs. And here's Matt Tanner at the plate. Matt Tanner, the first baseman, sporting a beard, the left-handed hitter is.
Yeah, you see a lot of these guys with the high socks, kind of a different dark green with a lime green in the middle. A little different.
First pitch from Schleicher, a strike, and now Tanner loops this one over the head of second baseman Brent Rugemer into the right center field gap. Jimmy Hansen will get it back into the infield, and a two-out single for Matt Tanner. First base runner for Atwater this evening. Bring up Michael Malvin. DJ Schleicher wants a new baseball after that one comes in from the outfield.
So you look at this here, each team's got one hit, and it's 5-0 Richmond.
Yeah.
Something wrong with this picture.
How important control is when you're a pitcher. Unreal. All right, to the plate, shortstop, Michael Malvin. Schleicher's pitch, curveball a little bit high, and 1-0. See what DJ Schleicher is like out of the stretch here. Pitch finishing a little bit high. Tanner takes his lead at first. Schleicher sets himself on the mound and comes home. There's a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Schleicher ready again on the mound. His pitch. There's a chopper back to Schleicher on the mound. He'll glove it, throw it to first, and that'll do it for Atwater here in the second. No runs, one hit, no errors. One left on. Two complete. Richmond 5, Atwater nothing. More baseball coming up here on KASM in 1 minute. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. In Painesville, thanks for joining us tonight here on KASM Albany, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM at TuneIn Radio. You can pull us up on your smartphone or on our website at mychasm.com. Just click on the stream. Lots of different ways to get our broadcast tonight, and we certainly appreciate you joining us, sticking with us. This game, Don, 5-0, top of the third inning, and you've been in ball games. You've been part of ball games where you had that 5-0 lead, or where you were down 5-0. There's something. I mean, being up 5-0. How do you look at it? It's like, guys, we need more runs. 5 runs is
absolutely
not enough, right?
You don't sit on that 5-run lead here now, because it's the first inning they scored 5 runs. There's a lot of baseball to play here yet. You want to tack on a couple here and there yet, and make sure your pitcher keeps them down. Don't let them get some momentum going the other way yet.
That seems to happen here and there.
It does. It's happened to us at radio, and I play baseball. I know it happened to you, too. You know, you got a lead.
never safe. You even see it in the major leagues.
Oh,
all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why they make it a 9-inning game. I mean, every out's important. Every at-bat's important.
Get what you can get.
Corey Niewand at the plate, leading off the third, and the first pitch from Jordan Olson is high and tight, ball one. Niewand walked in his only at-bat. Richmond first baseman for at least a dozen years, and that's going to hit Corey in the shoulder. And so he'll take first base.
Well, his batting average isn't getting hurt tonight.
Yeah, a walk and a hit by pitch. So the Richmond Royals have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 walks and 2 hit batters. 10 base runners, either walk or hit batters. As Alex Buddy, the number 9 hitter, steps to the plate. And the pitch to Buddy, a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count, Niewand will lead from first. Jordan Olson's pitch inside, Jacoby Anderson throws to first, and the swipe tag by Tanner comes up a little short, and Niewand back safely.
See that swipe tag come up like that from the backside? He just about got it across the face.
That's what it looked like.
I
thought he might have got it across his face. Buddy will take a strike called in 2-1. All right, at the belt.
Olson took a little off of that pitch just to get some control back
here. I think
here.
That's what he's got to do. He's got to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Justin Schrader, too, when he was in, I mean, if they would have taken something off of those pitches and just throw strikes, I mean,
looks like they're veteran pitchers and players. They should know that you don't get this jacked up, you know, that early in the game. You got to compose yourself a little.
Jordan Olson delivers inside, 3-1 now to Buddy. And there's strike called, 3-2. Keeping Buddy in on the fist here, the count full at 3-2.
I'm sure Corey's thinking, don't hit a gapper here, so his Buddy can fly.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's a drive to right field, and on his horse is Schrader. That's going to go over his head. It bounces and rolls on the warning track. Knee went to third, Buddy to second, and in with a stand-up double. Justin Schrader took off running after that ball hit by Alex Buddy, Don.
Yes.
And he just about could have made the catch. He turned around, though, in a circle,
yes,
and I think
did.
He got a little disoriented.
If he'd have got back the right way, he'd have caught that ball. Yes, he would have. I would have liked to see Alex Buddy without anybody in front of him.
How fast he could have gone.
Yeah.
He'd have been on third without a
third,
heartbeat.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah.
So a double? He had a hold up.
Second and third for the Royals. Nobody out. Top of the order, Kyle Buddy to the plate. Alex Buddy got that pitch up in the strike zone and really drilled it to right field. Probably the farthest ball we've seen hit
yes,
tonight.
Yes, it is.
Rolled up onto the warning track. Kyle Buddy has walked twice so far tonight. The infield in on the grass. And the pitch to Buddy a little bit high, ball one. 1-0 the count. One ball, no strikes. Jordan Olson's pitch. A little bit high again, and 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. 5-0 Richmond. Olson delivers high, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Dusty Adams on deck for Richmond. There's a strike called at the knees and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Olson's pitch. Buddy drives this one to center field. Now the left fielder shading over. Will make the catch for the out. Niewand attempts to tag but goes back. Not hit deep enough to score. So Jeff Peterson, the left fielder, coming in to make the catch for the out. That ball just kind of died, didn't it?
Yeah, kind of interesting if he would have tagged up on that, right?
The
throw was probably in the middle of the diamond between the mound and the third base line there where he cut that ball off. And
it would have almost had to have another relay.
It almost, yeah, the catcher would have had to have him cut it.
Yes, he would have.
Yep. That'll bring Dusty Adams to the plate. The infield still in on the grass with runners at second and third, and Dusty's going to try to slap it through some way, somehow. Jordan Olson's pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Kirby Hemish going through some signs for the Royals. Here's Olson's pitch, and Adams drives this to left field. Peterson's got a pretty good beat on it, makes the catch, knee one tag. Here comes the throw. It's going to be close. Neewin slides. The ball bounces away from Anderson, and Neewin scores on the sacrifice fly by Adams. Boy, that ball was there. Just the ball when Corey was there.
Just watching Corey come down the line, I bet you think of, man, I got to get here.
It was all kind of like slow motion at the end, wasn't it? That ball skipped off the grass, and Neewin sliding, and Anderson tried to grab the ball with his glove and put the tag on, and he did, didn't
he? It looked like he tried to make that whole sweep in one time there.
Yep.
Didn't have the ball.
So Adams gets the sacrifice fly. Nice throw by Peterson. On the play, Alex Buddy will stay at second, and they appeal that Neewin left early. I had a good angle on it. He was there until it was caught.
I think so.
Yeah. Two outs. 6-0 Richmond. And Adam Bacchus to the plate. Adam 0-for-1 tonight. A walk and a strikeout. And the breaking ball from Jordan Olson. The strike called 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Farming now Rosa. Our first game tomorrow. Bacchus takes strike two, call 0-2. Now about 10 minutes to 10 on a Friday evening. Ready on the mound. The pitch. Bacchus, a fly ball to right field. Out is the second baseman for Atwater. He'll make the catch for the out. That's Jordan Tanner, and that'll do it. For Richmond, one run on one hit. There were no errors and one left on. We played 2.5 innings. Richmond 6, Atwater nothing. More Region 15C baseball action coming up in a minute on KAFN. All right, here we go. Bottom of the third inning. Zach Cunningham, Jeff Peterson, and Josh Cunningham will hit for the Atwater Chuckers. 6-0. Richmond leading Atwater, bottom of the third. Zach Cunningham, the DH. DJ Schleicher delivers. Strike called, 0-1. The ball's one strike to count. Schleicher's pitch. Here's a shot to second. Down on it is Brent Ruggemer over to first, 4-3 in the putout. One out. And left fielder Jeff Peterson steps into the batter's box. Jeff, a right-handed hitter. Facing DJ Schleicher for the first time. And the pitch to Jeff is low for a ball, 1-0. If you look at it in contrast, Don, Jeff Peterson batting for the first time here in the third inning. Richmond's first three hitters have come to the plate three times already. And it's only 6-0.
Most of them don't have a batting average yet.
Yeah. Peterson will take a strike called, and now 2-1. Two balls, one strike. 2-1 the count. DJ Schleicher kicks and delivers, and Peterson rips this one foul down the third baseline. And the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes.
Cooling off fairly nicely out here, isn't it?
Oh, it
feels great.
2-2. The pitch is high from Schleicher, and the count now full at 3-2. One out for Atwater here in the third. 3-2 pitch, driven to left field, Dusty Adams. Shading over to the gap a little bit, makes the catch for the out, two down.
Tonight's
sky is getting very black. When I seen that one go out to Dusty Adams, I kind of think that he might have lost that a little bit for a minute there. And
yeah, just difficult to pick up. Is that a drone? There is a drone being sighted out in center field right now, and it just went down to the ground. And the pitch to leadoff hitter Josh Cunningham is high for a ball, 1-0. Cunningham drills this into right field, a base hit. So a two-out single, the second hit of the night for Atwater. And here comes B.J. Kingery to the plate. 6-0 Richmond with the lead. 6 runs, 2 hits, no errors. No runs, 2 hits, and no errors for Atwater.